This Sunday, there will be a winner in the Super Bowl between the St. Louis Rams and the New England Patriots, but there may be two losers, a football team and Fox TV. The revenue generated for the network which broadcasts the game is usually a super cash cow, but not this year. Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Leanne.
How can this be?
How can it be is that the NFL is extremely expensive to the networks. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars on their current contract with the league. And this year, you've got the added problem of an extremely weak advertising market. The price of the average 30-second ad on the Super Bowl is down to around $2 million. That sounds like a lot, but it is a decrease for the second year in a row. Plus, you have to look beyond the game. Fox is doing 2.5 fewer hours of programming before the Super Bowl is actually played. And that's a lot less ads to sell because they just couldn't sell them. And you need to sell those ads to generate the revenue. So Fox is paring costs elsewhere in an attempt to save some money on the production of the game.
Go back to the numbers. Fox is paying an average of $550 million a year to show the National Football League. How much money is it losing on the deal?
It's probably around $100 million a year or so, and that goes, I think, for the other networks that broadcast the National Football League as well, CBS and ABC, though they would not admit that necessarily. And the problem has been pretty simple. Ratings are falling for the league, as for all other sports. As a result, the networks can't charge advertisers the kinds of increases they need to come even close to breaking even. So for the Super Bowl, Fox is cutting all kinds of costs. Cell phones for their staff in New Orleans. They're using a much cheaper studio set for the game, and they're using fewer cameras, 27 instead of 31, and that shouldn't really be noticeable to viewers, but it adds up on the bottom line.
But the viewers are going to see that yellow line on the screen again, the one that Fox used, I guess, for part of the season. It shows how far the team with the ball needs to go for the first down. What's up?
Well, during the season, it was one of the weirdest production cuts by the networks. It's called First and Ten Technology, and it's owned by a company called Sport Vision, which charges the networks $25,000 a game to use it. Fox dropped it early in the regular season this year because they said it was costing them too much money, and it stayed off for 5 weeks. Fox then found a sponsor for the line, Intel, but the issue was really, it was about much more than the 25 grand. It was about how the NFL deals with the networks. The league's contract with the networks is extremely restrictive in terms of what the networks are allowed to show during the game. They wouldn't, for instance, let Fox add a sponsor for this line or for other parts of the game. So Intel gets mentioned right before the kickoff. The problem for Fox is that if they could do this during the game and do it repeatedly, they could charge a sponsor a lot more money and recoup some of their expenses.
If the networks are losing so much money, why doesn't the NFL give them a break?
Well, because they would argue that a contract is a contract is a contract. This deal with the league has certainly caused some friction with the networks, but the league is in the driver's seat. And an interesting fact here is that the NFL could reopen its contracts with the networks for renegotiation next season, but there's no way that's happening in the current ad market and the current economy, because the NFL would be looking at a big drop from the current deal, which is $18 billion over 8 years. Now, this contract expires in 2005. By then, the economy and the situation could be completely different, but it's doubtful, I think, that the network's situation will have improved that much that they're going to be willing to pay a lot more for the NFL. In fact, if it's going the other way. You saw it in this recent National Basketball Association deal. Most of the games are going to be on cable TV. The networks just can't afford this stuff anymore.
So we've talked about television. We've talked about money. What about the game? Rams? Patriots?
Rams, they're just too good. The offense is too potent. Their defense is much improved. Kurt Warner's the best quarterback in football. Marshall Faulk's the best player in football. A rout.
So that because they've got the horn on their helmets, right?
And they have good uniforms, too. It's true.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Leah.
Stefan Fatsis joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.